we actually drove together that night, so it wasn't super intense on the role playing, but just more of like, I'm like more of a comical, kind of like how you just described, like the comical, it was a comical night, but also like, oh, this is arousing me kind of thing. And so we did the remote control vibrator and it was so much fun. By the time we got to the restaurant, I was like walking in, like holding it in with everything I had. Like, oh my God, I just want to sit down so I get like a break. Meanwhile, I'm literally anticipating like, is this thing about to just buzz me the fuck off in the middle of like walking into this restaurant, talking to this hostess. So we sat down at the booth and we were ordering when he fucking vibrated me first. I was literally talking to the waitress. All I could think of is, oh my God, walk away fast, waitress, like walk away.
Welcome to the Open Bedroom Podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Kalo. Welcome to conversations about open relationships, online dating, conscious uncoupling, and creating the relationship that truly aligns for you. Welcome back. You guys know Sierra Booker by now, especially if you've been on my Patreon for half a minute. We have so many anal videos together. It's insane. And not doing anything to each other, just talking about anal. And I was just telling Sierra before we hit record, over on YouTube, I don't know what is going on with YouTube people, but they are always looking up anal shit. They're like, anal 101, how to use a butt plug, how do I do anal? And so our videos every week have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. She's got thousands of views on her videos about anal. So first I want to ask you, what are your plans for Valentine's Day? Do you have anything sexy going on? Because we have a few weeks and I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do with my partners.
So I've been thinking, I mean, I like to cultivate things over slowly over a few weeks. So I have already started. For me, it's going to be all about self-love, self-care. And you know, I am like the masturbating queen, whatever you want to call it. I don't know, but I'm such a masturbating advocate. It's been like one of my passions for many years, and practicing self-love, and not just in a sexual way, but also in like a day-to-day life. And how do you practice self-love just in general? Masturbating is a huge part of that, but it's not everything. When people think self-pleasure, they think masturbating, gross. And self-pleasure is more than just sexual. It's about what you like in every aspect of your life. You know, what turns you on? We were talking about Jen's hot tub and her coffee on her porch this morning. I could tell she's like, I'm aroused just by talking about my coffee on my porch. Like, hell yes. Those are the things that bring us pleasure. So self-love for Valentine's Day this year for me. And I know we've talked about this before, but like scheduling like masturbating magic. Have we talked about this before?
No.
No?
No.
Really? Mm-mm. We've never talked about masturbating magic. Oh, well, I guess it just lives rent-free in Sierra's head all the time. But it's kind of a similar thing. I know you've talked about this on the podcast where you create like a pussy or a cock worship night. Mm-hmm. But instead of doing it with a partner, you're doing it with yourself. Mm-hmm. So whenever I like to plan these nights, I plan out what I'm going to eat, what I'm going to wear. I own a lingerie store, so I always get a new outfit, which we have like, I have like 3 or 4 new outfits and I literally can't decide right now. So I'll probably just take all of them. So I'm going to get like 3 new outfits this year. I usually will sometimes pick out like a new toy or something new to try just to like spice it up. Always having like my favorite lube on deck. I'm going to have like all my favorite, enhancement products on deck. Like there's one particular that I use. It's a clitoral cream. You literally use like a pea-sized amount of this product on your clitoris and like on the vulva and on the labia. And it literally helps to arouse you within minutes, but it's for me, it helps me have like orgasms, like multiples. There's not a time where I'm not having like at least 5 orgasms when I use this product, and it helps you become aroused really quickly. So like a lot of people love this product because we're like really stressful moms. Like everyone is like crazy entrepreneur, mom life, like work life, whatever. We're all stressed and it's really hard to get in the mood. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about you being like a sexual blueprint before. So Jen is definitely way more easily in the mood. But a lot of us take a little bit more stimulation to become physically aroused. And so enhancement products like clitoral creams actually help bring physical arousal. They're getting the blood moving and they're using different formulas to create different sensation that arouses you physically. So this is the start of my Valentine's Day planning for myself. We were talking about some spicy stuff before. Did that bring up any questions or thoughts for you?
Yeah, well, the first question I was thinking is, I wonder what toy is her favorite right now. So we did an episode that was on Patreon that I'm eventually going to bring here onto the podcast that was about toys, sex toys. And you had so many yummy ones. Like there was like a flutter one that like was like a tongue. It was like, Then there's like the sucky ones. I wonder, like, what do you are you like, I have a date with a specific toy, or do you like lay them out like a dominatrix and you're like, whatever the fuck I want to use while I'm in my session?
I'm pretty no, not like a lay it out kind of girl, because I usually, since I'm really high kink, I kind of pick out fantasies and then I just get hyper focused on that really until I like see it through. And
Ooh.
sometimes these hyper focused fantasies can last years. Like I've had year long hyper focused fantasies of like scenarios, scenes, like different types of play. That's a big one. I feel like different types of play. So it's kind of interesting. I have a date like every day with my go-to favorite, which is a toy called V39, and it's the Lamborghini of vibrators is what I say. It's a almost a $300 sex toy. All right. It's absolutely phenomenal. It heats up. You can use it vaginally. You can use it as a clitoral wand. So whatever I'm in the mood for, I can switch it up or change it. I'm a big one with whenever it comes to masturbating. I like a lot more pressure versus some of the airflow technology toys or the flicking toys. A lot of people like that sensation, and I'm more of a pressure girl. So what I find is toys that I can grind against, toys that I can move my hips with, toys that I can just position myself differently in. I know a lot of people, when they think about masturbating, they probably think about lying on their back and like using a toy on themselves.
Yeah.
I'm more of a let me get doggy in front of the mirror, or let me do something in the shower, or something different. Just not your like your normal like let me just lay there kind of
Okay,
thing.
can we talk about this for a minute? Because I'm feeling like all kinds of convicted right now. Like you're talking to me. I am the girl on her
No.
back with her basic wand. And I like more of like a deep than like the high buzzy of like a bullet. So like I'm specific in the kind of vibration that I want. I need like a deep guttural vibration. And sometimes I use my fingers, but I mostly, if it's just me, I'm mostly using just my wand. We call him Mr. Yellow. Scott will say, maybe you need a date with Mr. Yellow if he's not available. And it's so boring. And every time I talk with you, I have this idea like, oh, I'm going to go crazy. I'm going to go buy like five toys off her website. And then I get like freaked out because I'm like, I don't know what to buy. There's so many choices. I want to be the person that doggies and does shit to herself in front of the mirror. And I want to be the person that I have this pink jelly dildo that has a suction on the end that I really like to play with women. Like it's my favorite to take with me when we play because it's girthy and it's like nice and soft so it doesn't hurt. So especially if you have a particularly small vagina, like it's really nice to slowly open with. Anyway, side note, it's
Is
one
it
of my
like a six
favorites.
incher? Like
Yeah.
a 5 incher, 6 incher?
It's
Okay.
six and pretty
That's like
girthy.
one of my favorites too. So if I grab another toy with my V39, that's my go-to. It's like a 6 inch dildo with like realistic balls, and it
Yep.
suction cups too.
Yeah. It is pink, which is not realistic, like hot pink, but you know, whatever. So like I want to be the one person that like I keep thinking like, okay, I'm gonna put it on the wall in the shower, and then I can just like doggy against it, because we don't necessarily do that move much in the bedroom, and it's one of my favorites. It's positioning. Like Scott and I talk about this a lot. He's like, babe, your butt is just big. Like the way that it's shaped, it's hard unless I have like a really long dick, which I don't have a super crazy long dick. Like, how am I gonna get up in there? So, like, we've tried, like, look at this. This is like Sierra coaching Jen on sex right here live. But we have one of those like Liberator triangle pillows. We've tried that with like my butt in the air and like leaned over it. So, like, all he has to do is like psh, put it. And it's like it's not comfortable for him. I think to like our height, we're almost the same height. Like he's 2 or 3 inches taller than me. So when he is trying to doggy into me, like I'm too high. So then he's got to like arch weird. And I don't know. We don't know how to do this. So back to the pink toy, I'm like, this could be great because then it can be like a thing that I do that he doesn't do with me that I can do in the shower. But it's the execution of it. It's like, it's so much easier to just lay on my back with my really basic yellow dildo that vibrates or vibrator. And, but it's, I need to explore more. Help us explore more, Sierra.
I feel like some days it just be like that. Some days I'm like, I just want to lay on my back and make myself come like 10 times. Like, I get that. I think some days I definitely have to force myself outside. I'll be like, no, Sierra, like, you've been masturbating like this a few days in a row. You need to kind of switch it up because I feel like it just becomes more of a habit at that point for me. And so I use this one. I don't think it's necessarily a bad habit because whenever I'm having a stressful day, I literally have sometimes literally made myself go and orgasm because I know of the endorphin and dopamine release that I'm going to have afterwards. And let me just say, there's a 99% chance of your day getting fucking fantastic after you orgasm.
Yes,
Like,
100%.
you can't just have a shitty day after that.
No
It's
one
going
is ever
to
like, oh, I wish I wouldn't have wasted my time getting myself off.
right? So sometimes we just have to get past that mental block. And if you're like, I have a hard time getting in the habit of it, just do it one time. Do it differently one time. And that's going to give you the confidence you need to maybe adjust it a little bit differently next time. The position that, like, from doggy position, I was going to suggest or see if you have done before. Have you tried doing it in like a chair to where you're hovering and straddling the chair backwards and he's from behind? Or like, on the bed, you get on doggy style on the bed, and then he walks up behind you. I
I'm
know
too high.
different beds, if you find the right bed, sometimes that's like perfect.
Yeah. We've tried a bunch. We need to try some more. It's hilarious. It really is like a butt thing. I think it's a butt versus dick thing because even when we, so like some people can spoon in bed and fuck that way. And I would love to be that person, but it just doesn't work. Like it doesn't fit right. And I have a curved cervix. So there's like all kinds of things or curved uterus. I don't know what it's called. It's like curved inside, like in a specific way. So I don't know why I'm telling you all this, other than it's complicated. So like because I like that, I love being held and I want to be him to be able to fuck me like that. I have to almost like if this is his body, then I have to like move forward so that like just like here's in my vagina, right? In my ass. But like I'm curved.
Yes.
So if it's right.
That's the only way I can spoon sex either. Like, for the most part, I feel like as many times as I've tried it, I'm literally like more bent. So, like, most people spooning where like their heads are right next to each other.
Yeah.
My head is like bent all the way over here, and he's like behind me, and we're like just angling it with my leg like in the air too. Like, we're
Yeah.
holding my leg in the air. So,
Yeah. And it feels just it's like, so if you like grindy, like it's a really fun grindy high schooly experience because it's almost like he can't get it all the way in, but it's like enough that I can feel the tip coming in and out. And I'm like, fuck, this feels like high school all up. Oops, did it go in? Oh no. You know what else I've been doing a lot lately? I feel like this is like a talk show today. Lately, I've been doing a lot of role play. Like all of a sudden, I'll kind of make up a story. And usually I'm someone. Like I'm the massage therapist. I'm the athletic trainer. He was in physical therapy the other morning and he needed to be worked out. For some reason, his dick needed to be worked out. And so it's like, I think we need
love
to
it.
take your pants off to effectively do this maneuver that will stretch you out in this place. And it's way more suave while I'm doing it. And he's like a little bit giggling, but also kind of like, fuck, this would be
I'm
really hot.
aroused.
And then I'm like, I think we need to see if you're totally healed. Let's see if I ride you on top and we put it inside me. If you're totally healed, we need to see if you're healed. And he's just like, okay.
I love that so much. I love role playing. We used to like actually do different roles out in public where we would like date, meet up, and like pretend like we didn't know each other and kind of have like different personas. I don't know. We never
Walk
got
me through your favorite one.
my favorite role play night or my favorite
Yeah.
like.
Favorite role play night. And did you have different names? Did you wear a wig? Like, what happened?
No. Can't really pinpoint my favorite. We did a little role playing on this one, but this was like my most memorable, and it was when I did. It wasn't my first, but it was my first time with this specific toy. So I did a remote control toy out on date night where he had the remote and I was wearing it. But this toy was one, I swear to God. It was an insertable. So it looked almost exactly like a tampon, but it was a vibrator and you actually inserted it and held it in place. And
Nice.
what I didn't know is that you really got to actually hold that bitch in place. And so what I ended up getting that night was the fucking Kegel workout of a lifetime. But that was one of my most memorable. We did a little role playing. We actually drove together that night, so it wasn't super intense on the role playing, but just more of like, I'm like more of a comical, kind of like how you just described, like the comical. It was a comical night, but also like, oh, this is arousing me kind of thing. And so we did the remote control vibrator, and it was so much fun. By the time we got to the restaurant, I was like walking in, like holding it in with everything I had, like, oh my God, I just want to sit down so I get like a break. Meanwhile, I'm literally anticipating, like, is this thing about to just buzz me the fuck off in the middle of like walking into this restaurant, talking to this hostess? So we sat down at the booth and we were ordering when he fucking vibrated me first. I was literally talking to the waitress. All I could think of is, oh my God, walk away fast, waitress. Like, walk away fast. But it was just like so fucking hot to like sit there and be like, she has no idea. I'm literally getting vibrated right now and we're in public and nobody knows. But also, like, this thing is kind of loud. Is someone gonna hear? And what would happen if someone questioned me? Like, why are you vibrating? Like, it was just so juicy. It was a great night.
Yeah, so like full circling us back to Valentine's Day plans. If you've
Yes.
never played with the panty vibe, and I'm talking to our listeners now, they are so much fun. I've done it twice where I got to be the one that wore it, and I went out with my girlfriend and we went to a bar and it was a swinger thing. So it was like a swinger meet and greet. And so she wasn't quiet about it. She was handing her phone to people to let them all vibrate me. And the app, I have the Love Essence
I love it.
Ferrari, I think, or Sphera, or starts with the F. And she, so you can like coordinate it to songs. You can change the intensity. You can have it do it to a beat. Like, it was hilarious.
How
We went,
strong is that vibrator? I'm
it was
just
really,
curious.
it was strong. I thought it was strong.
Strong?
Yeah.
Really?
It
Was
held
it
in place really
rechargeable?
well.
Was it rechargeable?
Yes. Yeah. Are you shopping now? You're gonna go get one.
I've had a lot of just selling sex toys for so many years. I've heard a lot of mixed reviews over the app controlled ones. So I was just curious. I've seen a lot of different styles, like the ones that have like the controls that are like a wristwatch band. So it looks like just a watch band, the ones that are literally physical re remote controls. We actually had a few, and I had some open couples that went crazy over these toys because the remotes were universal, meaning if you were in a room with five of these toys, you hit one button and turn them all on.
Oh, that's hot. So I think with that,
Yeah.
you can sync with others. It's expensive. It's like $100+, like maybe 200. And so I know that it was rated high in terms of the app and the capability of being able to do it from anywhere in the world, which is nice, especially if you have multiple partners and they don't all live with you. I
Awesome.
don't use it very often, truthfully. I mean, It would be a fun Valentine's Day thing, I think, for you and your partner, or if you, you know, have another girlfriend or another partner and you're really trying to keep that connection together. Scott and I are very sensual and we like hands-on stuff. So he actually doesn't prefer to use any toys. He doesn't like the BDSM toys. He doesn't like any toys. He's like, I want to use my hands. I want to feel everything, all of it. Like juicy, I want to feel you getting turned on. And for me, I enjoy all the sensations of all the toys. So if we have someone on a massage table and we're like doing a sensual play night, I'm the one that takes out the scratchy toys and the cold toys and the sensual soft fur. Like I want to give you that whole experience. He's always using his hands.
That is so funny. I wonder if he would be open to like just trying different toy. I feel like there's got to be a toy out there that he would love that would still allow him like the feeling pleasure. Like, because I've been with a partner who's very hand tactile as well. And a lot of the time we would swap out. So, like, say he was fingering me or like stimulating my G spot, he'd swap out and do the dildo and like fuck me with the dildo for a minute and then swap out. And then it was always kind of like a tease. We're also really heavy into anal play though, too. So, like, if we were doing the dildo, then I would be getting a finger in the ass or a toy in the ass at the same time. So, I wonder if, I don't know. I feel like there's so many options out there. I feel like there would be something out there that he would love. I also like the finger vibrators too, where you put your finger like on in the vibrator and it's literally shaped like a finger. Have you seen those before?
No, that sounds fun.
Yeah. So there's like a few different types like that that you can like that are almost like finger insertables.
Ooh. He enjoys vibration if it's anal. So not he, like I have a toy that's vibrating and I would put that in. Or if he's inside of me and I have Mr. Yellow, my vibrator on my clit, then he can feel it through me. So he wants all the sensation of like, he doesn't like, he hates condoms. Like he wants to be inside feeling the friction, but vibration is fine and it works if it's also like through me. Does that make
Yeah.
sense? Yeah.
Do you guys use C-rings? Have you
He's never
ever?
used one.
Oh my God. You want to talk about sensation? The double ring C-rings are what I suggest. A lot of people have been burnt by C-rings, so they think the little jelly cheap pieces of shit that you see at the checkout at the porn store, that's not what C-rings are. So C-rings are definitely more for sensation constriction and more harder erections. So whenever you use a C-ring, not only are you getting a harder, stronger blood flow, he's going to be more erect. Whenever you use the double C-rings, so those are the ones that have like two rings around them. You put one down the shaft, the other one goes down and around the balls. So whenever you hold the balls up, it's a tighter, more like sensual sensation. And then that also prolongs him from ejaculating. So you can do a little orgasm control, a little edging with C-rings too, if you want to get more into them. And then almost all C-rings vibrate. So you can control and do different vibration patterns on the penis and the
This
testicles.
sounds fun. Maybe that's something that we can play with. I like that.
C-rings. Have you used C-rings before? Really? Okay. So I would say C-rings are probably like one of the number one most popular couples toy because they're the most heard of. A lot of people really just gravitate towards using them, I guess, because it's a little less threatening. They're not, you know, when you think of sex toys, you usually think of big giant dildos. And C-rings are like tiny, you know, it's really small. It's not as threatening. And I feel like, I don't know, there's also rings that are just like silicone rings that don't vibrate at all. And those are great for sensational play too. So you can use usually like one that's on my store. It comes in like a three pack, but there's different size rings. And every time people see this, they're like, oh, for different size penises. That's not what it's actually for, but what you can do with silicone rings is slide them down on the shaft. You can do like all three of them at the same time. You can do one down the shaft, one on the testicles, and then use the big third one to do the shaft and the testicles combined. So you can just do a lot of like cock play. I would say for like cock worship night, This is so much fun because you can do it in between giving oral. You can do it using like a sleeve on your partner as well, or just using your hands, doing a really like extra hand job. You're getting
I'm
all
like
the
taking notes. I'm like things that we can try that he might like. So this is interesting. I can't believe this is like a whole podcast episode about Scott's cock. But it feels like it. So he's told me lately, well, he told me when we first got together, he's not really that big into blowjobs. And I thought a big part of that was just his ability to give up and release control and like sink into pleasure and allow, because it's really vulnerable, I'm sure, to have your cock in someone's mouth. Then he's had experiences where women have used their teeth like multiple times. Like they think it's part of giving blowjobs, and it's never part of giving blowjobs unless your partner really likes that.
likes pain.
And so I think there's like PTSD maybe for some of so. So we've gotten to the point where I really love to give them, and we've gotten to a point where he is enjoying them, but it's never his first pick. So some things I wrote down were, I forgot about the sleeve, and I think because he is such a sensation guy, having a sleeve with like a bunch of different textures could be really yummy because he does love a hand job, and the C-ring could be a fun thing, assuming that it's not painful in any way, but it could add some vibration or some constriction. I just threw my pen. If you have any other ideas,
Yes.
okay.
I like instantly as you were listing, I was like, oh my God, I have to
There's
tell him about this.
more.
There's
Okay, I'm taking
more.
notes.
I feel like we've talked about this before, but the grapefruit blowjob. Have we talked about this?
Girl, oh my God, I told Scott this morning I got a note from YouTube, and it was like, everyone is looking up the grapefruit 1 hour, 1 hour grapefruit. So something's trending right now about maybe that you give a blowjob for 1 hour and you use the grapefruit, but go ahead.
So I just remember seeing this. It like blew up. I think it was pretty viral. I want to say like 4 or 5 years ago. It's been a while, but it was about this girl who was teaching a grapefruit technique. And it was kind of a joke. It was kind of like a comedy. It was kind of like serious. It was, I don't really know. But my kinky ass is like, ooh, let's try it. So this is actually like one of my partner's like once a year favorites, I would say. It's something
Oh.
special, it's messy, it's fun, it's tasty. And he loves grapefruit, so it's just all around fun for him. But for sensation play, 1000%. So you're gonna go to the store, and this is where I feel like the fun part starts, because every time I would do this for my partner, I would literally start the foreplay at the store, and all I would do is just snap him a picture of grapefruits, and that's it.
And he
I would
knows what's
just,
gonna happen.
he knows what's coming. Yes. So I would start the foreplay at the grocery store whenever I was picking out a grapefruit, and you want to kind of get, I would say, a larger grapefruit. No matter what size your partner is, you kind of want a larger grapefruit, just so like if you mess up, you've got more room when you're cutting it. And if you do have a larger partner like I do, then you're definitely going to want a large grapefruit. So get the grapefruit, you cut off the ends, and then you're going to cut a circular hole in the middle, literally the dick hole. Okay. You're making a grapefruit sleeve to fuck your partner's penis.
Okay.
I don't know, something about that just gives me little I don't know, power play little
Yeah.
power play satisfaction. I'm making something to stick on my partner's cock. So cut out the hole, and so you can put it in the fridge, get it really cold if you want a little cold play. I would just recommend letting it sit room temperature maybe the first time. But then, whenever you're using this on your partner, so I usually use a type of oral gel whenever I do oral favors. It's going to allow me to go a lot deeper. I think I've tried it on maybe live podcasts for you before.
You have.
But yeah, so you can go a lot deeper and it gives you the taste. So with the grapefruit, I still like to do that because I like to go deeper for my partner at just different times during the blowjob. So when you're doing the grapefruit, you're literally just gonna slide it down over your partner, and you can just maneuver it just like a sleeve. But here is like the kicker, and this is where like the visual audible part kicks in, the sensory part. This is messy. So when you do this, there is a lot of slurpy, nasty, like sex sounds. And that is one of the hottest parts about this. So if you have a partner who's really into that, you can do a little extra with it. If you have a partner who's maybe not into that, I would say maybe go out, start out a little slow, but it is a big turn on visually, I would say, to watch your partner using this on you. And then also the audible noises that you're going to get with the sensation play, because fucking a fruit, I'm sure, feels way different than anything else.
Yeah, you'd think so. So that's been another thing that's come up is he's like, part of the gross part of blowjobs for me is the hearing the slurping. He's like, I hate spit. I love spit, which
We've
is
talked about this
hilarious.
before.
We have talked about this before, but not everyone's heard it. He hates spit. So it's interesting when you have multiple partners and each one of them is very different. So we have one partner, we have two girlfriends. One is very primal, very into using her tongue. Like, we'll take her tongue and slurp my entire body, like really long. It's incredible. I love it. She's also a really good kisser and uses a lot of tongue, and I love it. Our other partner is a squirter, not just a squirter, like a monsooner. Like it is drenches you. We have two squirt blankets and they get completely sloshy by the time we're done. It's insane. Like I've never seen anyone squirt so much. It's so hot. And I realized one day is she was like above me, kind of hovering, like with a knee, a leg up, and we were like both trying to get each other off. I realized I can have her squirt all over me, like squirt into my pussy, and it's so mind-blowingly hot. But Scott would be so grossed out by that. Like all the liquids really gross him out. So it's really funny, like to have such different partners, have such different interests, and then to like try to remember, okay, he doesn't like the spit, but she likes the spit. This one's like monsooning all over me, and I'm really into it.
I feel like it is because I think just different as in a lot of people that I find actually have kinks or fetishes around squirting and spitting. So it is very opposite, just because I actually think that is a common kink that people have
Oh,
is
yeah.
I want your liquids in my mouth. Like
Freaking spit on me, all of it.
guys that talk about
Come
listening,
on, you.
like, yeah, guys that talk about licking like your clit up to your ass crack and like you squirting in their mouth, like that is a huge kink that people love. So
Yeah.
it is interesting. I love always hearing your different dynamics and talking about how different each one of your partners is. And also, like, you just did it. Maybe I just realized it, but talking about how different your play is between each partnership. So just between you and your girlfriend would be different play than if it was you, your girlfriend, and Scott.
Definitely. Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting when you're in a triad, and we have two triads, right? Where they
Right.
so far haven't crossed over. But this weekend, we're going to Dallas to a sex club, to a strip club. Like we're all staying in the same house with some other swingers. So hopefully it gets pretty exciting.
It's
I'm
pretty
hoping there's
saucy.
crossover. I feel like it's getting that way. Every time we get together as a group, like we'll go do yoga together, we'll go get margaritas. We were pretty drunk on margaritas the other night. And I was like, we should just skip yoga and I'll go fuck. And then we were like, but where do we go? I was like, I have kids. She lives in an RV that's not big enough for three people. The other one was like an hour away. And so we were just like, also with kids, we were like, okay, we'll go to yoga. But it's
Are you
interesting.
talking both your girlfriends? Okay. So then,
This
like,
weekend, I'm
another
hoping.
possible triad within your triads of
Ooh, I
open
didn't even think of that.
relationship.
Like the women are the triad. Because I was thinking, like
Yeah.
with Scott, and then we have a big quad, right? So
Yeah.
many. It's just interesting. Once you add one more person, all of a sudden, you're dating, like she's dating me, she's dating
Right.
Scott, and she's dating us together as a couple. And so every sexual experience is like completely different.
And does
Just
she have like another or primary partner?
She's married. Yep. I'm
Okay.
talking about our newest one. She's married, has a husband. He also has a secondary relationship. He has a girlfriend, and she now has one new male partner. So she's got me, Scott, male partner, and her husband. Yeah, which is, it's a lot of dynamics, but it's also a lot of fun. And it's great because if one person's not into spit and the other person is, then you're like, cool, I'm going to save that up for that night and just freaking spit all over me.
Gonna save it all up for you.
Oh, I love that we can have these conversations, me and you, because I feel like we're pretty normal. Like we're moms, we're businesswomen, we're entrepreneurial, we're classy, we're not skanky. Like we're normal people that you would see in the grocery store. Trying to normalize these conversations of sex, and then it's normal and healthy to have a vibrant sex life where you get a fucking grapefruit from the grocery store, snap a picture to your husband, and be like, "What's for dinner tonight?" You are.
Picking out your side dish.
Yum. That is so hot. Well, I hope some of our listeners. I will attach the guide that I made for the grapefruit technique to show you how to do it. It's not a video, unfortunately. That would be really hot, but I don't have anything like that. But it's a guide, like a carousel kind of thing. And I hope that you maybe try that for your Valentine's Day. You could take Sierra, a page from her book, where she's doing kind of a self-love, self-pleasure Valentine's thing for herself. I have three partners to do Valentine's things with. So I've got all that scheduled out. The one that's married, I'm actually watching her kids overnight. I'm like going to be the babysitter. So her and her husband can have their anniversary slash Valentine's Day overnight together. So I'm excited. I haven't told you yet, but like we're building like this little polycule where we're supporting each other. We have this shared calendar. We've got her husband's girlfriend involved, and it feels
Love it.
so yummy. And it's hot and like turns me on to know that like we're developing these deep, yummy relationships together.
I feel like that was your goal when you
It
kind of
was.
set out in your open relationship building. And it's crazy because I feel like, I mean, it was just probably a year ago where we were recording and talking about Scott and I have our first girlfriend. And like, just to see what you've grown and how much you've evolved. I mean, like, I always see you happy and thriving. And, you know, when you talk about, you post about being turned on by life, it's no fucking joke. Like, Jen is truly turned I on by the life that she has built.
And so are you.
Yes, I know.
You're always like, if it doesn't turn you on, it's a hell no. And it could be anything from like buying fruit at the grocery store to like purchasing a car or a house or driving one direction versus the other on the way to work. So I'm trying to be mindful about feeling that in my body. Like, does it make my nipples hard? Nope, then it's a no.
Yes, the nipple
Yes.
meter, my favorite.
I love you, and I'm so glad that you joined us today. I hope that you have an amazing Valentine's self-love date with yourself and that you post about how it went. Maybe if you guys would stop as soon as we're done with this podcast episode, like, follow Sierra. Definitely go check out her podcast. It is so yummy, the Unchained Sex Cast. I just shared you today on my stories. I was like, hey, are y'all following her? Because it's so great. Every episode is like less than 20 minutes. It's always bite-sized, which is so easy to consume. So I find myself like just binge listening at a time. I'll do like 5 or 10 at a time while I'm cleaning the house, which is so fun. So go follow Sierra so you can get your update on her Valentine's Day date. And of course, if you're not following me, do the same thing because I'll make sure and take pictures of what I'm doing with my partners. And I hope that you share with us too. Feel free to DM either one of us. Hey, I listened to that episode where you talked about Valentine's Day, and here's what I did with my person or people.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me, Jen. Always a pleasure.
Always. Bye. Hey there. Did you know that I do online coaching? Yes, I do online coaching in the sex and relationship space. Some of the topics that are near and dear to my heart are open relationships. So that includes polyamory, swinging, or what we call the lifestyle. I also love conversations around online dating. We're talking Bumble, Tinder, Field, and more. And then the last thing that's really passionate and close to my heart is conscious uncoupling. That means we get to break up with people with love and respect,
with dignity and hope. We get to create a life for our children that gets to be a little bit different. We can do things better than we have in the past. So if any of these topics sound interesting to you and you'd love to get some coaching from me, check out the link in the show notes or the link in my bio for more information on coaching with Jen.